And good day to you. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. I'm Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani. And we welcome those of you who are watching on Facebook Live. EWTN Catholic Radio is the Facebook page and also the EWTN YouTube channel. Debbie, good to see you again via Skype, and it's good to be with our listeners as always.
Good to see you as well. Jerry, your Bitmojis are so much better than mine.
You just wait. I've got a lot of other ones.
Do you have? I heard you like downloaded like 80 of them.
I did, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to catch up to you. I think that is really ingenious. Just to have some fun and be playful during Take Two. We like that. We love laughing and a sense of humor. We think that's good. Kind of mixes things up a bit. But today I'm excited. Jerry, it was our first Facebook Live and YouTube yesterday, and thousands of hits and views came in, and we had a lot of nice comments. It was really a wonderful, wonderful experience. I think we could keep doing this.
Well, we're looking forward to it and looking forward to hearing from our listeners today. The phone number, as always, is 1-800-585-9396. 1-800-585-9396. And I actually have some props for today's program. For those who are viewing Debbie on EWTN Catholic Radio's Facebook page and YouTube channel, I have some props that...
Wow. Well, should we give the title?
Give away a little bit of what we're talking about. Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you let people know what we're talking
about. Okay,
are you
an electronic pack rat, Jerry?
Well, these two external hard drives that I'm holding up right here could indicate the answer to that question. Yeah, our question for you today, dear listeners, is are you an electronic or a digital pack rat? And it's just kind of a playful opportunity for us to come together and talk about how do we deal with all the files and the documents and the photos and videos and all of this stuff that come our way during our lifetime? Remember, Debbie, wasn't that long ago people would hold on to, in most cases, paper documents for a few years, you know, just so that it would pass maybe a legal threshold or whatever, and then they would just shred everything and clear it all out. Nowadays, we've got laptops, we've got PCs, we've got external hard drives, we've got in the cloud. And I know I can speak for myself, Debbie. I probably have thousands of documents and files and photos and things that, first of all, I haven't seen or looked at for years, but I don't even know where they are anymore.
Well, I'm one of those archaic people that I still do have a shredder and paper documents.
Well, we have to have some paper document. Yeah. Well, we have to have some, I'm sure. But
well, okay. So, are we saying that being an electronic pack rat, is it a bad thing? Is it a good thing? Keeping up with the culture? What do you think?
I don't think it's necessarily bad. I just want to hear how people go about this. Save stuff forever? I mean, here's the thing. You know, for example, Debbie, I usually save. Not every email that comes in, but almost every one. I blind copy myself on so many important emails that I send out so that then when it comes to me and then I file it in that person's folder or in that company's folder or whatever, thinking, you know, someday this may come in handy. And, of course, that someday never really comes, you know. So I just want to know if there are people who do the same thing.
Right. Well, God forbid you had to leave your premises very quickly for some, you know, catastrophic reason. What would you grab? Like a thumb drive or something? What would you grab?
I don't know. I don't have a lot of stuff in the cloud. I'm not against it. I'm just a little bit leery of that because then you're handing over everything to somebody else. So, I want to have this conversation. So, dear listeners, what is your approach? Excuse me. What is your philosophy about keeping, storing, filing away documents, be they important or be they just selfies you took on your vacation? You know, do you think, because of the ease and the convenience of storage nowadays, do you find yourself hanging on to everything? I think that's a question
it's a fair question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, phone lines are open. Matt opened the phone line, so it's time for you to weigh in and share your takes on this. Are you an electronic pack rat? We want to hear from you, and how do you keep that balance? What do you think is prudent, and what do you think is extreme? We want to hear it all. 1-800-585-9396. That's the number to get on the show. If you don't have time to wait a few minutes, you know, keep in mind that you're going to be listening live, so you can jump right in. You could always text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000. You wait for a response, and then you text your first name and your question or your comment, and we'll be happy to put it into the discussion. And we've already gotten some emails and text messages about this subject, Jerry, and we're going to be sharing those later in the show. I know.
All right, again, it's 1-800-585-9396. You can text the letters EWTN to 55000. You can also post comments, questions, your take on this topic at EWTN Catholic Radio on Facebook and also on our YouTube channel. And Debbie, you know, tying this into the faith, to our faith lives and our spiritual lives, and I think this also has a correlation to the physical stuff in our homes. And you and I have done a show on this, you know, this whole idea of keeping things. I mean, what does it say about us? And do we finally get to a point where we just realize, you know, I've got to offload some of this stuff, and then have that sort of that freeing feeling, you know, almost like a cleansing, you know,
a purging
when we get rid of old clothes and books and dishes and pots and pans that we never really need, you know.
That's
how much
I'm doing
is too
right
much
now, actually.
Yeah. Are you really?
I think, oh yeah, every year. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's like spring cleaning. You know, you just totally, it is a very freeing experience. Okay, so this is totally off topic, but I'm just curious. Did you Google search, Jerry, what it's going to be today, the temperature in Cathedral City? Because in Phoenix today, it's going to be 120. Do you have a
beat? I'm sure it's going to be something similar, yes.
120. Okay, talking about frying an egg on the sidewalk. Well, you could do a whole breakfast on the sidewalk. 120 today. I'm staying in and using my electronic gadgets.
Oh, all right, dear friends, we're going to get set to hit the pause button here real quick. And then we want to interact with you about this whole idea of, you know, how much we store, we keep, you know, in the cloud, on our computers and so forth. Are you somebody who likes to hold on to stuff for a long time? Do you go through your stuff? Do you prioritize things? Do you have a period of time where you say, if I haven't looked at this or used it or haven't needed it for a while, I'm going to get rid of it? 800-585-9396.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
John 14. This is Jesus in the upper room with the disciples before he's going out to his sacrifice of himself for our salvation. And Philip says to the Lord, "Show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied." Jesus looks at Philip and says, "Philip, have I been with you all this time? Don't you understand? When you see me, you're looking at the Father." In fact, only two people throughout human history have given rise to the question, not who is he, but what is he? The two people are Buddha and Jesus. Buddha's answer was, "Don't come to me, don't look to me, look to my doctrine, look to what I teach." Jesus' answer was, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart." Jesus is explicitly claiming to be God.
Have you heard about Church Pop? Church Pop features new online Christian content that's fun and inspiring every day. Find it on Snapchat, Instagram, and on the web at churchpop.com.
Post your intentions on the prayer wall on Jerry and Debbie's website. To get there, just click on the bright yellow J&D logo at take2show.com. Jerry and Debbie personally reply to every prayer intention that's posted. Others will also offer you their prayer support. When there's something important you want prayers for, post it on the prayer wall on Jerry and Debbie's site. Visit take2show.com. Click on the J&D logo today.
This is Cy Kellett, host of Catholic Answers Live.
This is Lauren Ashburn, EWTN News Nightly anchor and managing editor.
This is Father Mitch Packwell. Thanks for listening to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
We're so glad you're with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We are Facebook Living and YouTubing and all that kind of stuff that you can actually see us and not just hear us. I don't know if that's such a good thing. But we enjoy it, so we hope you do as well. We've got a lot of people watching right now. I've got the YouTube. Talk about gadgets, Jerry. I've got the YouTube going on my phone right now. So we've got a lot of people watching. That's kind of cool. But why don't you guys call in? Call in because we want to hear from you at 1-800-585-9396. If you have something to share about this, being an electronic pack rat or something of that nature, we want to just talk about it. Maybe you've got everything in balance and you want to give us some wisdom on how we can get in balance. We're here to listen. 1-800-585-9396.
Or, you know, we could turn this around, too. We're kind of playfully calling it a digital pack rat. But maybe we can look at it like this. Are you wise? Are you prudent? Do you store your electronic files, your photos, your documents, things like that? Do you make sure that you do that? Do you know where they all are? I think that is an important question because I don't know where all of my stuff is right now. And I really would love to hear from some people. Debbie, many of us are certainly old enough to remember because technology has been advancing so quickly. I can remember when, and I've still got in my office here, a drawer with file folders in it, you know, with paper stuff. And so I'd love to hear from anybody who remembers the days when that's all that we had, you know, to keep important documents and keep track of records and things like that. And then how long did you keep them? How did you get rid of them? Do you still have some stuff? I mean, I remember, you know, I know some people who have an attic just full of stuff that goes back decades. And
did you do this show because you knew when you came and visited our house? Is that why you did this time?
Yeah.
My husband wants me to purge
now, you know.
So badly. Well, he does. He says the same thing that you're saying. Why do you keep it? What's the purpose? You can't even find it anyway.
Right.
It's true. Right. It's very true. That's a good point you're bringing up, Jerry. This is really hitting home.
Well, and here's the thing. You know, I go to look for something sometimes, and it's something that I should know where it is. And yet I have to ask myself, is it on this laptop? Is it on my old laptop? Is it on this external hard drive? Is it on this external hard drive? So, and consolidation, that's another question too, you know. So, and really, what does this say about us? What does it say about the spiritual life? You know, how much stuff, you know, Jesus sent his apostles out, you know, he says, don't carry anything, but what did he say? A walking staff and your sandals. And that's not, obviously not to say we shouldn't keep important things on file because we may need them. We live in that kind of a world where so many transactions and so much of our life is either on paper or in electronic form. So it's important that we do this, but how do we do it?
Right. This is so cool, this YouTube live. You can do there's a live chat going on right now about our show.
Oh, really?
This is so cool. I mean, people are saying they're outing their spouses, saying their spouse is a hoarder and a pack rat and stuff like that. I think that this is really cool. This could be a very interactive kind of family show.
All right. Well, hey, be nice to each other, you guys.
It's probably my husband saying that I'm a hoarder. Okay. All right. Here come the calls. This is a good sign. 1-800-585-9396. Jerry, should we hit the phones?
Sure.
Okay. Donna, you're up first. Coming in so fast. Listening on Annunciation Radio in Ohio. Hi, Donna. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm actually in the car driving, so I'll try to be brief and then turn the radio on so I can listen for your response. I was just curious if there was someone in the on the radio panel there that could speak to the how we take good care of our health, as our bodies are our temples of the Holy Spirit, to protect ourselves from all of the EMFs, the electromagnetic fields that come from all of these devices, our computers, our cell phones, and all of that stuff. So as we accumulate, you know, always having to have the latest technology, is there someone who could maybe speak to that about how we take good care of our health being around all of that?
Do you want me
Debbie,
to go first?
I think that's you, Deb.
Yeah. Well, actually, I've
done the phone and then turn my radio on. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure,
so I'll give you like 3 seconds before I answer. Okay. So Donna,
1001.
Yeah.
One Mississippi.
Okay,
two Mississippi.
Here it goes.
Okay.
Thank
so.
You.
You're welcome, Donna. Thank you. I've actually done a lot of research on this because it really does bother me when I had the children and cell phones became popular and the kids started sleeping with their cell phones and have them near their by their nightstand. The long-term studies are just starting to come out on what the electromagnetic fields are possibly or potentially doing to our bodies and our brains. A couple of the studies that did come out is that you shouldn't really have your electronic gadgets within, I think it's 18 to 24 inches of your head when you're sleeping, because there is you're emitting those waves. And it just makes sense, Jerry, when you think about it. Would you sleep next to a refrigerator, for instance, that is emitting, you know, electricity and stuff?
Not a bad idea.
Okay, in your case, all right. But no, you know what I'm trying to say? So you wouldn't sleep right next to an electric device or something that's emitting electricity, electromagnetic fields. It just kind of makes sense to me. But there's all sorts of debate about this. Some are saying it doesn't affect it. But I personally, just from my own research that I've done as a mom and as a person that I'm very cautious about things, like I'm the type of person that won't buy a home near high tension wires. You know, I've got to be like 500 feet away or something like that. So I just personally believe it's just common sense that you wouldn't want all these gadgets with all these radio waves and electromagnetic fields around you all the time, because the body does need to rest and to rejuvenate and to heal. And how can it heal when there's all these external things happening? That, to me, it just makes common sense to keep the gadgets out of the bedroom and stuff like that. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to rethink where I put my phone at night then, because I use it for my
alarm
in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah,
most
so it's actually
do.
right on the bed with me. But yeah, one place I absolutely will not put my phone, and that is in my shirt pocket.
Very good. Near your
because,
heart. Don't
and
put
and
it
I've,
near your
I've
heart.
Often thought about this. I thought that's the phone is pulling in all of these signals and waves and all of this stuff and that Donna was talking about, and it could impact the heart. I don't know. Like you said, studies are really just new. This is also new. I mean,
it is.
We're going to know in a generation or two. We're going to look back and realize, you know, maybe what we did right, what we did wrong, what we should change, and things like that. But one you cannot, you know, it would be ignorant to think that there isn't some risk all around us because of
Right.
power lines and cell phone towers and all
Wi-Fi,
of that stuff. But,
Wi-Fi
yeah.
as well. Well, Jerry, Wi-Fi. One of the studies that I did read is that, you know how guys keep the phone on their hip? Like they'll put those little those buckle things on their hip and they'll carry their phone. They did do a study I remember reading about that they said that when they studied the bones in the hip area for guys that carry the phones on their hip, the bone structure was different. So they always say don't ever do something the same way all the time. Like I tell people all the time, if you're going to carry your phone on your hip, then switch it to the other side once in a while. You know, you got to balance it out. Even when you're talking on the phone, my husband, I don't let him talk on the phone, put the phone next to his head. I totally ask him all the time to put the earbuds in with a cord, not even a Bluetooth. So yeah, I'm kind of an extreme like that, Donna. I hope that helps. But here's the thing, Donna, you can look up, the studies are coming out. So you can be your own judge of that, and see if that works for your family. But I'm always a person that's very cautious when it comes to those things. Okay. Hope that helps.
All right.
Donna.
Yep. We're going to go to Chris in Michigan, listening to EWTN Radio on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Chris. Thanks for joining the conversation on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hello, Chris. Do we have Chris? We'll check back with Chris and try Don in Buffalo, listening on the Station of the Cross. Don, welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. How are you?
Good. How are you folks?
Good, good, great. Happy to be called.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you folks again. You always do a great job, and you inspire everybody across the world. I really agree that way.
Bless you.
I just wanted to say, yeah, the last caller with Donna, yeah, I kind of wonder, yeah, where you, you know, I'm saying about pictures, whatever else, you know, I'm 63, and, you know, you kind of wonder, geez, you know, because I grew up, you know, putting pictures and albums and everything else, and, geez, now it got to the point, yeah, where are you going to actually do stuff, you know, I try to change things. I don't know how I'm going to change things to really, you know, store things. I enjoy taking pictures. It's just kind of, how can I say? Just it's things are changing way too fast. I know you folks agree. You know, it just I've seen so much in the last, how many, 5, 10 years compared to what happened 10, 20, 30 years before that. And you folks can kind of agree to that aspect. I know you're that much younger, but it's nuts. You wonder what to do anymore.
Well, yeah, Don, and I remember photo albums very, very well. I put many together when I was in high school, and my dear late mother, God rest her soul, one year for Christmas, we had 5 kids in the family, and she had, it was about a 3-inch thick photo album that she did for each one of us, chronological, from the time we were born until whatever age we were at that time. And she did this, we didn't know it, she was, I guess, doing it in her bedroom or something, but what a labor of love. And we, you know, something like that, Debbie, I can hardly imagine somebody doing something like that today, because I can't remember the last time I held, you know, really
a photo,
well,
album?
A photo at all, you know. Just the other, yeah, day I did, somebody showed me some old photos, but in any of my own, it's been a long time.
Oh, I agree. But it takes a lot of time to do that and a lot of energy, and a lot of people, it's become easier just to put things electronically. What do you think, Don? I mean, have we gone so extreme that everybody doesn't take the time to have that personal touch?
Yeah, you wonder sometimes, Deb, because it's just, but I do have to say to the fact what my folks, you know, had tons of pictures where, you know, stored in boxes, but my youngest brother, he was able to put stuff together and on all these albums, but with my folks gone now and everything else, my brother and sister-in-law has got them all stored up and say, geez, they really don't, you know, want to hang on to it, but they got a big house. But it's just, you know, I'd never mind doing it. I still don't mind doing it. But like I say, all of a sudden, after 40-some years of taking pictures, like you say, all of a sudden you're kind of wondering, you know. But like I say, if I was 20, 30, 40 years younger, maybe I would probably be more anxious to do things. But it's hard for an old horse to change. I don't know.
You're not that old, Don.
Yeah. It's just a number, Don. It's just a number.
Yeah, you got that right, though. Folks, I have to say that fact. I just want to say one more thing here before I let you get to your other callers. Maybe you're booked up. I don't know how it is on your network sometimes to tell, but it's, what can I say? Yeah, where are you going to put the phone nowadays? I know I still got an old-time phone, you know. Yeah, where you put on left hip one, then you put on right hip, or are you supposed to carry it? Like you say, you're supposed to, can you put it in your pocket? You kind of wonder where the heck you can even put it. You want to have it around all the time, and sometimes I walk out the door without it, but I'm still using this, you know, I don't use it as a main phone yet. I still got the line phone here, and I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
I love landlines.
Maybe we need to go back to rotary dial party lines, you know, at our home.
Oh, jeez.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what I had when I was a kid.
I think everybody should have a landline. I know everybody's going. I do. I really do. What if something happens? A landline, you can still dial out, right?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And I agree with you there because I don't know. I can hear better with, you know, on here compared to that, maybe because, you know, the hearing was, grew up on a farm and everything else, all the noise. And, of course, back then you didn't have the darn, you know, didn't know back then on how putting earplugs and whatever else. Of course, lawnmowers and everything. Now I definitely put earplugs in, but I don't know. But, yeah. The rotary phones, Jerry, yeah, I have to say, or even the party lines, I remember that, you know. One ring was for Mr. Schilde, two quick rings, that was for the other neighbor, and, oh, geez, you know. But when my dad ended up being town justice for a while, that was the end of the party line for us, and that was a real nice thing. And then when they expanded it where he can call outside of our areas, that was so much better, too.
Right, right. Don, thanks for your call, man. You really brightened up the program here today. Appreciate it. Let us hear from you again in Buffalo, 1-800-585-9396. Debbie, do you remember when people had those fake car phones just to try and look important?
Yeah. You saw that when you would put it in your car so your car looked like a really expensive car.
There were these big clunky things. Some of them were real. But other people had the kind of the fake, you know, and guys be driving down the road, you know, talking on this thing that was about, you know, 12 inches long.
Right. It was a brick phone.
Yeah,
I love it. Where did Chris go? Was that from Michigan? Come on, Chris, call back. We want to hear what you had to say. I'm loving this live chat on YouTube, Jerry. They're commenting exactly like on the show right now as we speak. This is so exciting.
Awesome.
It's very interactive.
Hope that we'll hear from you, and we are going to go right back to your calls to Lois and Marcia in just a moment here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Talking about storing stuff, how has that changed over the years and the decades for you? Do you still have a lot of paper files? Do you prefer, maybe you're someone who prefers to keep everything really, you know, in hard, you know, hard paper form because of what Debbie just said. You know, with cell phones, the service could go out, a landline could be more dependable. Same thing could be true with our documents and photos and important files and things. Maybe you just say, I'm not going the direction of the cloud. Or maybe you have. Maybe you've got several sources where you keep stuff and you are somewhat of a digital pack rat. 1-800-585-9396. The conversation continues.
Hello, this is Father Scott Daniels of Priest for Life with a pro-life update. In their pastoral plan for pro-life activities, the Roman Catholic bishops of the United States have asked that at every Mass a prayer be offered for the defense of human life. To help parishes fulfill this request, Priest for Life prepares an entire set of prayers of the faithful for each Sunday of the year, based on the readings for that Sunday. Among these petitions each week is a prayer for an end to abortion and other forms of violence, and for the growth of a culture of life. We also provide homily hints and bulletin inserts for each Sunday. You can find these resources at priestforlife.org, and we also provide them weekly via email. Help your pastor today by bringing him these weekly pro-life resources for the liturgy. Visit priestforlife.org for that information. This is Father Scott Daniels on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Another undercover video exposing Planned Parenthood for what it truly is, a nation's number one abortion provider. I'm Teresa Tomeo, host of Catholic Connection on EWTN with another Media Minute. They receive more than $500 million of our taxpayer dollars each year, but despite their claims of offering all sorts of health care services, including adoption and prenatal care, a new undercover video from Live Action shows that Planned Parenthood offers little beyond abortion. The new video revealing staff at a number of local clinics telling callers to just go online or Google information for those services. Among the especially chilling moments, Planned Parenthood staffers telling women who are looking for an ultrasound that they don't do ultrasounds unless the clinic is about to take the baby's life through an abortion. For more on the latest undercover videos, visit liveaction.org. I'm Teresa Tomeo with another Media Minute here on EWTN.
Your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I just love Don's call from Buffalo, New York. He just brightened my day. I think it was really good. I'm happy he likes landlines because I'm looking at my landline right now and I'm going, thank you. It only cost me like $10 at Walgreens to buy a phone, a corded phone.
Sense of security, huh?
Exactly, exactly. I want you to know that on the break, I chatted on the YouTube live chat. I chatted with everybody. It was so much fun. So, hi, guys. Thanks for chatting about the show. We really appreciate it. This is so cool. But I'm having a difficult time, Jerry. I'm a little too old to multitask.
Well, I can't help you much with that, I guess.
I know. All right. So, back to the phones. Lois, you've been waiting so patiently in Broomfield, Colorado, listening on Denver Catholic Radio. Lois, welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie.
Hi.
I really am interested in your conversations today, and I guess my only comment is I'm very much like Jerry, where I am kind of a pack rat with my files in terms of digital files. But I did find, I don't know if you use this, Jerry, but it's a great software, Picasa, through Google, that you can organize your photos. And it pretty much puts them all together. And then if, you know, I know you said you don't like putting things in the cloud, but if you want to put them on a different storage, like Snapfish or something, and then you can create photo albums with those, real easy. You can, like, pick them, and then they're all in one place. if you don't like that, the other thing I would suggest is, because I worked in technology in the past, is an external hard drive, and to back up your data, any of your files, especially important documents, and then store them in a fireproof safe somewhere so you always have them.
Right. Well, as a matter of fact, Lois, it's funny. I do have Picasa on my computer, my laptop here, and the little icon popped up at the bottom of my screen showing me there was an update about 10 minutes ago right here during the show. Thing is, I don't use it, though. I'm not much of a photographer. I will take pictures on an occasional basis, and what I mean is if I see something that I want to tweet out, I'll take that picture of that right there and then download it, you know, send it out in a tweet or an email it to somebody or something. One of my brothers, Joe, is a professional photographer, and he probably has, I would guess by now, hundreds of thousands of photos. So he definitely has to take advantage of programs like Picasa. But all these other ones you mentioned, and really you hit on a great point. Debbie, she really, I think, hit a home run with her comment about backing stuff up. So there's this balance between just kind of filing stuff away for the sake of thinking, well, I'm going to need it someday, I want to keep it, it might come in handy, versus, you know, actually backing up what's important and keeping track of it so that we know where it is.
I love that, Lois. So you back it up and then put it in a fireproof safe. See, that makes sense to me, because then if, God forbid, something happened, you could grab the safe and then you know you have everything.
Exactly. And if you ever want it, you know, and you can use those little flash drives, they're called, that plug in. You know, if you're going to go somewhere, you can back some up on, you know, I mean, they're different gigabytes or however many you can store on, or megabytes, I'm not sure, but the capacity, because they vary. And then, you know, if you wanted to, like, travel somewhere and then go bring these pictures to show somebody.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
It's nice to have that. But, yes, you definitely... I worked for a company in Boulder, Spectralogic, and they did huge tape backup machines, like big robotic machines for, you know, every big company. And they do make ones for home use. So what it is you would have your data backed up, like, every week. Because if you've ever had the awful experience of having a hard drive crash, it's not fun, because you pretty much feel like you lose everything, and it's hard to retrieve data once your hard drive has crashed. And you know, if we are storing things in a digital way, I personally like both. I always feel like, you know, with the threats of cyber security right now, you know, hacking into people's computers, and the thing with the cloud, you know, it is. I've had some crazy things. One time I put my phone on and had somebody else's pictures on my iPhone, and it freaked me out for a little bit, and then I turned it back off and turned it back on, and then I got my pictures back. So it makes me wonder, you know, is it truly safe, you know, when we store all of this information up in the cloud, you know?
True.
Wow.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I will sometimes find that my phone has taken screenshots or, like, snap little pictures. It'll be like this picture facing up from my kitchen counter, and I see part of my ceiling and a fan and a light, and I'm going, I didn't do that. Or did I?
Yeah,
so, yeah,
it's like pocket dialing, you know. You're like, did I follow you? You know.
Well, the whole question of security really is a big one.
Right. And, you know, I think for everybody to, you know, that's why I think it's good to either have a firewall on your home security, on your network, if you have a network at home, and to protect it, you know, because we have to be careful when we store information on our laptops and stuff. But back to what I was originally saying is, I have like three laptops, you know, I've kind of outgrown them, and I have pictures all over the place on there, and I still have to kind of put them all together, you know. So I can share them. I can turn them all on and put them in my shared network, and then they will pull up under my Picasa. But it's a matter of, it's time, you know. I mean, all of this stuff that's stored, that we store on our computers, and you may store stuff on files in your laptop as you would on your home. So it's, to me, I find it's time consuming. It's like going through old pictures, right, or old files, and just trying to decipher what's important and what's not important, what should be shredded or deleted, you know, virtually, and then what to keep. So.
Right.
It's a time-consuming process, but I must say that it's nice to have this digital technology, but I think we just need to be safe, you know.
Right. I agree. That was really great advice, Lois. I'm gonna take that advice to heart. I'm gonna do that. I think that's brilliant. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Abby. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it as well. Wow, this is so good. I want to get going until I can put everything on little drives and put it in the safe. And I really do.
And really forget where everything is.
Yeah, really, really.
Well, as promised, Marcia is next. Marcia's in Goshen, Indiana, listening to EWTN Radio on our friends at Redeemer Radio. Hi, Marcia. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. I'm really glad to have you take my call, and it's really nice to get a chance to talk to you. But I wanted to say one thing. I'm a lot like Debbie. I think I kind of like to set a limit and on how long I'm going to keep things around. And usually I like to say if I don't use it in a year, you know, then I'll get rid of it. And then when I do spring cleaning about once every 5 years, I'll throw those things out that I haven't used for a year.
Right, right.
I never quite make it efficiently enough to get rid of all of them, but I try. And, you know, my husband and I just were married 50 years on June 3rd.
Happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we have a cabinet that is full of photos. And then we have more boxes, too. And I like to scrapbook and put them together in scrapbooks. And so this isn't even all of the pictures we've had in 50 years and 5 kids and 15 grandkids and now 13 great-grandkids. 14. I didn't add one on.
And, oh, don't worry. That one will come along.
Yeah, it's here. I keep forgetting to add her. She lives farther away. But, I think the kids today don't know what it is to take a hold of a picture in their hand and look at it because, you know, it's all on their phone. Well, how many of those actually get printed out? Or how many of them just eventually are gone because they've lost, you know, track of where they are on what little disc or what, you know, to me, there's something missing. And I think we're trusting too much to the cyberspace. And my husband's always wanting me to put all of our appointments on my cell phone, and I won't do it. I said, but what if it crashes? What if your cell phone stops working right? Oh, no, it won't do that. But they do that.
That's true.
And they do. And
yeah.
If we don't have our schedule somewhere else and your cell phone crashes, oh, gosh, what's your next appointment? Well, I have no idea because they don't have it anywhere but on that phone. So I refuse to do it. We have a big planner that we have in our house, and we both write both of our appointments down on there. And, you know, if we choose to put it on our cell phones, we can still do that, but it is still on that planner where we can go out and pick it up and physically look at it and see what's going on. Because I just don't trust it. I don't. I'm a retired nurse, and I was unfortunately in the age where computers were coming into nursing. That's not something I ever thought I was going to see. But right at first, we had computers that would, you know, would crash or lose something. And this was medical information that was being lost. And I just don't understand, you know, why we think that this is so foolproof. It is not. It is not.
Yeah, Marcia, you make a lot of good points there. Forgive me for jumping in, but while I'm thinking about it, I just wanted to comment on a couple things. That last point that you made, I was reading on the news, I was reading in the newspaper recently on a flight, in the newspaper that that there are now these possible attacks on these power grids and so forth that could shut down entire major cities by these hackers and so forth. And so it just goes to show that if it happened on that large of a scale, it could certainly happen on our cell phones. And, you know, we don't want to dwell on things like that, but the reality definitely does exist. But I was kind of laughing inside as you were talking about how much people store away in terms of photos and never access them. Sometimes, you know, I've had people come up to me and say, hey, I want to show you this really awesome picture. And then they get out their phone, you know, tap, scroll, 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 tap, 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 dig, dig, dig. It's in this folder over here. Wait a minute, tap, scroll, scroll. Then they go, oh, I don't know where it is right now.
All the time.
All of those important things that we have no idea
at your
where
fingertips.
They are.
Yeah. Well, Marcia, I'm just like you because I'm like the queen of day planners. I have a day planner from every year, Marcia. So I'm right with you. I completely agree with you. Maybe it is a trust thing for me as well. I don't know if I trust the system. So I do it the old-fashioned way. And I kind of like it. I'm actually really happy and at peace. So, Marcia, thank you so much. That was an awesome call. We really appreciate it. Tell the folks at Redeemer Radio we said hello and thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Marcia, for the call. Right back to your calls in a second, but Debbie and I are on EWTN Radio. We're on EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook page. We're on the YouTube channel.
Yep.
And I don't know if you know this, but you can podcast. By now, you probably know what podcasting is. Some people still don't know. But for those who are not really clear on what it is, it's an easy way of basically just getting your audio on demand, okay, when you want it. So, for example, EWTN Radio records all of the shows. They load them up onto a computer, speaking of filing things away. This is a good use of that technology. And then you can have your device point right to your favorite show, and every time a new episode is uploaded, it'll download it onto your phone or your tablet or your computer. So if you want details on that, go to EWTN.com/podcast.
I love podcasts. You never miss anything. It's awesome. So up next is Maureen listening in Virginia on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Maureen. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller, very excited.
Oh,
so
cool.
Great to have you.
I just wanted to share, I'm 55. My husband and I have 5 kids. They're all 20-something. All Franciscan grads. Yay, just had to put the plug in there. But this is what I did. I have 12 albums sitting around, and I was driving me crazy what I was going to do with them. And so I got 5 or 6 boxes. I took all the pictures out, which isn't easy because, you know, that little sticky stuff on those albums, they're not always hard to pull the picture out, but got them all out, put them in on the boxes with, you know, Stephen, Peter, Mary, and Joseph's name on it, sent it away. They put it on a USB drive, and they put their pictures in an album form. So each of my 5 kids have their birth to college pictures, all the ones that we have.
Cool.
So if anything should ever happen to Edwin and I, God forbid, it's not put on them. And I'm not going to worry about our grandkids because, oh, my gosh, my daughters are just like, they take these pictures, they send them away every month. Every month they get this out photo album back in this Shutterfly thing, and it's just, they're beautiful.
Right.
And I thought, well, lucky them. But my catch is they've been sending me these little videos, right? So 2.5-minute videos, 4-minute videos, and I'm thinking, shoot, what am I going to do with these videos? I mean, I'd like to see them again. So my nephew stuck them in the cloud, and I know you guys had this conversation about the cloud, but I figure, you know, I did the pictures, things are good, you know, I have it all my pictures on USB drives if I want to go through them. But my biggest thing was, you know what, I've lived, right, half a century, and now those pictures mean a lot to my children.
Sure.
And now they have their own album. So
that's
been
beautiful.
A lot better about it. I got rid of all the sticky old-fashioned albums where the pictures stick, you know. So, but those videos are something to think about. What do you do with those 2.5-minute clip vids that you get from your kids?
Yeah, I know. Those are difficult. But I have to tell you, Maureen, I did the same shoebox thing too. I had actually heard that one time, I think on one of the daytime shows, talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually did the shoebox thing too. I love that idea. It was so easy too.
Right, and to give it to your kids, you know, because you know, we only do what we want to do, right? And this is something I just didn't want to do. And I thought, okay, if I don't make time for it, it's just not going to happen. So, you know, when we passed, you know, they come to this empty house, right? They got these albums that are so old, and I didn't want to put it on them, you know? And I thought it was because they're going to want their childhood pictures, right? They're going to want the pictures with their nephews that they keep in contact with, and...
Sure.
And you know, we got a copy of the albums too. So, it's not like they get to enjoy them when we don't, but at least those, big, humongous, you know, albums, we don't have anymore, you know, which is a good thing, you know, so.
You sound like a great mom. You sound like an awesome mom to do that five times.
I don't know about an awesome mom. I am a little neurotic about stuff. And so it was building up, right? So I knew that they wanted them, and it's a win-win, right? So they get it, and all those albums, you know, are
But five times, Maureen, that's a lot of pictures.
I feel like a car dealer, you know. Yeah. I had my boxes out, and I was, you know, throwing them in the right box, and I knew, you know, you can only do so much with nephews, right, and cousins and stuff, and so. Some got some got others, but, you know, you do your best. So I want to thank you both. I listen to your show as often as I can. My mom and I, she's 94. She's sitting right next to me. She lives with me,
Mom.
And we love listening to your show and all the great advice that you give. So keep up the good work. You're good stewards of our Lord. So.
Well, I could give you a little piece of advice, Maureen. Now you can move into a smaller house.
Okay, no. We had this battle back and forth, my husband and I. He's all about what you just said, but okay, so what, you make your kids get a hotel room? I mean...
Oh, so they're still at home.
They're visiting.
If they visit, okay, because like, when you said they were all in their 20s, I thought, well, now you've got... you know, maybe you could, never mind.
My husband takes your position immediately. Like, we don't have all this house, but you know what? They come back, they've got two or three grandkids. My mom kept her house, right? So we all went back and, crammed in there with the six of us kids and our children, during holidays. So, I'm not ready. You know, downside, because I feel horrible, go, okay, can you get a hotel room down the street? Because I like waking up with them. I like waking up with the grandkids.
Sure.
Right?
So
what do you do in that dilemma? Maybe you're okay. It's okay for them to get a, not that you're a bad granddaddy, but you know what I mean? Maybe it's okay for you to have them get a hotel room down the street. But I just love that morning time and that vulnerability in the evening, you know, when you have your grandkids and you're putting them to bed. It's not the same, you know.
Right. Absolutely, no. There's no question about that. You know, the morning times, the snuggling in bed, maybe, or the, you know, everybody get
all
together,
the noise.
Cook
I love
bacon and eggs and hash browns and knocking around in your slippers in the kitchen and stuff. So anyway, sorry, didn't mean to open up a can of worms, Maureen.
keep the house, Maureen. Keep the house. Jerry and I will come visit as well. Virginia.
All right, bless
thank
you, Maureen.
Thank you. Bye to Mom. Thanks for listening. Tell your mom thanks for listening. You know, Jerry, I just want to say something real quick. As Maureen was speaking, my mother went through all of the six kids. There's six of us, and she went through and divided up the pictures too. And I was just wondering if anybody had this happen to them. My mother actually handed me a stack full of pictures, and she said, oh, you were such a cute little baby. It was my sister's pictures.
Oh, no.
I said, Mom, you don't even know who's who? I wonder if that's happened. Does that happen to you? Because you guys all look alike in your family. I think the boys look look similar.
Well, it happened when we were in trouble. Remember, I've said this on the air
before. That's right.
All the boys, you know, Jerry, Joe, John, Jim. So if one of us did something wrong, Mom would be like, John, Jim, Joe, Jerry, whoever you are, get over here. But anyway, let's save time. We've got to get to Denise on the program. Denise, listening to EWTN Radio on Denver Catholic Radio in Westminster, Colorado. Hi, Denise. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
This is my first call, and I'm very glad to speak with you this morning.
Oh, we're glad to have you. Thanks.
Okay, I'm from the old school. I'm going to be 80 years old this year, and I have about 27 photo albums that are all dated, and back of every picture is who's in the picture and about how old they were. I do not have a modern phone. I still have a landline. I have a flip-top phone. I won't text. I want to hear my children's voices. I want to hear emotion, you know, if they're having a hard day or even crying. I want to know what's troubling them, not texting and as though everything's just fine. I do have a computer. I do keep up on Facebook, but I don't have... My refrigerator looks like a photo gallery of my grandkids. They're older pictures when they were doing pictures. And I don't get pictures now because everything's on their phones. And that's where I'm coming from, you know. So, and I keep paper documents. I have a clean it out every year, shred it. And that's my generation, and I can't change, you know, so.
Don't change, Denise.
I love going to people's homes and I see like the refrigerators covered in a whole walk down memory lane. I love that. I think it's so beautiful. You get to know, and that's your heart. I mean, you think about how many times you go into the refrigerator a day. I mean, if it's like my household, it's every, you know, 10 minutes, but it's so beautiful. That just goes to show that you care about your family. And I love that, Denise. I wouldn't change a bit. I think you're perfect.
I was going to say the same thing. I think, Denise, what you're pointing to is something that many of us, I hate to say it, we've lost at least a little bit of that, the heart connection. And what you're saying, Denise, is through texting and some other forms of communication, sometimes we don't get that emotion. Things get really misconstrued. And I don't know how many misunderstandings have been initiated by texting and things like that, where somebody says, no, that's not what I meant. So what do you think, Denise? I think you really are touching upon something that we have to all try to preserve a little bit more, I think. What do you think?
I think so, too. But somebody mentioned they don't look at the photo books. My kids, especially the grandkids, love to pull out the photo books. They love it, you know. And one of them, though, she just wants to find pictures of herself. She's at that age, you know, the young age, you know, and look for her, you know. But they love the photo books, you know. So,
that's beautiful.
But I am getting ready to divide up. I have the 3 adult kids, and I'm getting ready to divide up all the pictures.
Wow.
And my husband, before he died, we had one of those huge video cameras that sat on your shoulder. And now I've got his voice all the time, but not his picture, you know. And my other daughter has taken all those VCR tapes and put them on DVDs.
Oh, nice.
You know, and yeah. So...
Then you'll have that forever.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, nice.
Yes.
Great job, Denise. I'm glad you picked our show to be the call, and you sound so great. You said you're 80 years old, but I would definitely keep that very youthful voice of yours because it sounds amazing, and it really brightens our day. So thank you.
Thanks, Denise. Really appreciate you joining us. Steve said on Facebook, he says, when the laptop crashes from old age, I just start over. Edward says, this may be overkill, but as a photographer, I not only back up every photo shoot on 2 hard drives, but also an off-site network drive and on DVDs and Blu-ray discs that are kept in a secured location and an online backup service. And Beth said, I remember the sticky corners you'd put on the album page to fit the photo in. Remember that?
I remember that, too. Well, tomorrow we're going to be talking about what are your kids doing this summer? What plans do you have? Do you have vacation plans? Are you going to spend the summer in a theater all summer long, watching all kinds of movies? What are you going to do with the kids this summer?
They're going to be working, maybe?
Oh, working. That's right. Hey, can't
roaming
forget about work. Not in this day and age.
Right.
Oh, well, thank you so much, you guys. You have really embraced our Facebook Live and YouTube. Keep the conversation going. We just love to hear from you. Until tomorrow, we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day.